We've been speaking about the first section of Hodu, the section from Divrei Hayamim. At the end of this first section, after the psalmist calls the people to sing to Hashem, and then calls the nations of the world to sing to Hashem, we finish this first section by turning to the people, and we say, Hosheinu Hashem Elokeinu, save us Hashem our God, v'katzeinu, and gather us, v'atzileinu min hagoyim, and save us from the nations, lehodos l'shem kodshecha, so that we can give thanks to your holy name. And we mentioned that according to the Seder Olam Rabbah, this psalm, this mizmor, was created at a time when the Bnei Yisrael were under the rule of David HaMelech, and the Aron was being housed, and the Bnei Yisrael were not being attacked, or at the very least, they were not being spread apart and exiled from the other nations. So why then, if this is the case, if the Bnei Yisrael are living in relative security under the rule of David HaMelech, why then do we say at this time, Hosheinu Hashem Elokeinu, save us, v'kabtzeinu, and gather us together. This is like Kibbutz Galios. Where's the Kibbutz Galios? Klal Yisrael are together at this point. V'atzileinu min hagoyim, save us from the non-Jews. It sounds like we are in exile, but this was not said when the Jewish people were in exile. So Rav Schwab explains that David HaMelech was praying that Hashem should help bring Klal Yisrael together from their great hostility and discord that prevailed amongst the Shvatim. It's true, we were together physically, but there was machlokes. And only if v'kabtzeinu, if we're gathered together at achdus, if we have unity, only then v'atzileinu min hagoyim, only then will we succeed against the other nations and be saved from them. So this was said in a time of peace, a relative peace. And we daven and we pray that we act united as a nation, and if we're united, we'll be saved from the enemies.